Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Savas Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. Amar Lahem. Rabbi Yochanan Mazake said to his five Talmidim, Tzu, I want you to go out, Ru'u, and figure out, see, Ezehu, which Derech Yeshara, which is the proper path, She Yidbak Baha'adam, that a person should hold on to, that a person should cling to. And this is the answers that they came back with. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ayin Toiva. Literally, a good eye. What does a good eye mean? You're happy with what you have. You don't ask for extra things. You're not jealous of what someone else has. You're able to see the bracha in your own life. I heard many times from Rav Palm, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that somebody came to him and said, I couldn't sleep all night. I was tossing and turning. He said, did you ever thank Hashem that you can toss and turn? You know how many people there are, Chas V'Shalom, that can't move? Ayin Taiva. Before you start complaining about what you can't, you thank Hashem and what you have? Rabbi Yeshua says, Chaver Taiv, a good friend that gives you Musa when he sees you doing something not right. Rabbi Yaisi says, Shachin Taiv, a good neighbor. A good neighbor, according to Rabbi Yaisi, is more important than a good friend. A good neighbor is always next to you, by day, by night. A good friend, he isn't always there. Rabbi Shimon says, Haroyeh es hanoiled. A person who sees what's going to be born, who sees what's going to be born. In other words, he thinks, what I'm going to do now, eventually, what's going to come of this? What's going to become of me? The clock keeps moving. Life moves on, and no one lives here forever. So this act that I'm going to do, at the end, what am I going to be left with? Both on this world and in the world to come. If he thinks this way, he says, what, to lose out on a mitzvah? When I can get the unbelievable schar for the mitzvah? Or he thinks, what, to do the aveda? And then to have to pay the price for it? Rebbe Lazar says, Leiv toiv, a good heart. Because as the Batanur explains, the heart is what generates all the other kaychais. It is the origin, it is the makar of all of our actions. Of course, your hands do one thing, your feet does something else, your nose does something else. But the kayach that is ma'oirer, everything to move, is the heart. So if you have a good heart, you have everything. Omar lohem Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, Royini es divrei Eliezer ben Arach me divreichem. I see the words of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach. I see how he's right over your words. Shebechlal dvarav divreichem. Not that you're wrong, chas v'shalom. Of course you have to have an ayin toiv and a chaver toiv and a shachin toiv. And you have to be a Reyes Hanoilet. But Shebechlal Dvarav Devreichem, included within his words, are all of your words. And then says the Mishnah, Vayter Omar Lehem, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, gave his students another assignment. Tzuru, go out and see Ezu Derech Ra. Go out and see, which is the not good way, the Derech Ra. Sheyisrachek Mimeno Adam, that a person should distance himself from. Wait a second, you just tell me what's good, so isn't it automatic that the opposite is bad? Says about Tanura, not necessarily. For example, let's say Midas HaChasidus, which means to do Lefnim Meshura Sedin, more than what you have to do. That's good, but it doesn't mean if someone does not a chas that he's bad. Let's say someone says he's happy with whatever he has. He has an Ayin Taiva. That's great. It doesn't mean if somebody wants to make himself a little bit more comfortable that it's bad. So therefore explains about Tanura, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had to ask them clearly, Tzuri Ezu Derech Ra, She Yisrachik Mimen Ha'adam. Rabbi Eliezer says, Ayin Ra, a bad eye. A bad eye is the opposite of an Ayin Taiva. Nothing is ever good enough. He's always complaining. It's not fair that so-and-so has more than me. Some people live in that world. Everyone else has more than them. I once had a little boy that told me, it's not fair. My big brother gets everything ahead of me. It's not fair. Why is he becoming bar mitzvah before me? I know that doesn't make any sense, but that's what happens when you begin to think that way. You begin to think that the whole world is not fair. And you become very sad. And there is something called an ayin hara. When you think that someone else doesn't deserve something, it could cause damage to that person also. And that's why it's important not to show off to someone else or to make someone jealous. So whatever the case may be, however you touch ayin ra, Rabbi Eliezer says that's the thing to stay away from. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chaver, Rabbi Yeshua says a bad friend. And it's hard to say what's called a bad friend, but most boys understand what a bad friend is. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shachin, a bad neighbor. Rabbi Shimon Omer Haloiva Ve'inam Shale, a person who borrows but doesn't repay. That's the opposite of a Royas Hanoilid. If the word gets out that when you borrow money, you don't repay it, no one's going to lend you money anymore. How do you know? You're not going to need emergency money, not to die of hunger. The Mishnah emphasizes, Echad haloivim in a'ada. For a person who borrows from a man, kiloivim in a'makim baruchu, is as if he borrows from the Rabbeinu Shalayla. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, loive rasha v'lo yishale. The wicked one borrows, but does not pay. V'tzadik, chaynein v'noisein. But the tzadik is chaynein, he's gracious. People like him, they like to deal with him, he wants to give. The Batanur explains it this way. Vitzadik of your means a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I lent money someone to help him out. He's not paying me back. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam will pay me back. You know what that means? It means the loiva owes it to Hashem. Rebbe Loza Oimer, what's the worst thing? Leiv Ra, a bad heart. A person who doesn't have any patience for anyone else. He's always angry with everybody. Arma Lehem, here too. Rebbe Yochanan ben Zakkai said to them, Royin Yisdirvi Elazar ben Arach. I see the words of my Talmud, Elazar ben Arach, more so than your worth. Not because all these other things aren't something we have to spend our life staying away from. That being the Ayin Ra that Rabbi Eliezer cautions us from, and the Chavir Ra, and the Shachin Ra, and the Loiv Vein HaMashalim. But included in Leiv Ra are all these things. If someone has a Leiv Ra, therefore, he always has an Ayin Ra. Therefore, somehow he gravitates to bad friends and bad neighbors. And therefore, he doesn't pay back. For included within his words are your words.